Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That might be the first time you're hearing Jordan Hudson live on the set of Coach. Not
the great sitcom.
No, not Craig T. Nelson.
That even had, I think, a successful run as him as a pro coach. Now, those aren't the years people talk about. People go back to Minnesota State.
Sure.
And with Dauber and the whole crew. And just, you know, him, his work-life balance. It was excellent. Then he got an opportunity with the Orlando Breakers, which was a pro sports expansion team.
Well, you can't say no to that.
No, he did.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a ton of success,
yeah.
Nor did the show. But, yeah, at one point, coach, excellent.
He was the reverse Bill Belichick.
It was.
Yeah.
He was a very successful college coach.
Went to the NFL.
Went pro.
Yeah.
Then I think the show got canceled, but he was excellent. And whoever
the reverse Paul Brown.
No, the reverse Bill Belichick is actually just the Paul Brown, I think.
It's just a standard Paul Brown.
Yeah, it's just the regular Paul Brown.
So then he was able to take over that team. They should have some sort of copyright, I would think, on that name. Or you can't just call that show Coach.
One would think. But, although they have no fear of going after copyrights of any nature. Slap Bill's version on it, then it's yours. Isn't that how it works with copyright?
They did try for several copyrights. I don't think they were awarded any of them.
I don't believe they were. No. And that was also, if you heard that in there, Jordan was saying basically she could do the graphic person's job if they paid her $2,000. She literally asked for $2,000.
$2,000, that's her rate.
Guys, do that. That's her quote.
That's her quote. Even if she does a bad job, she gets $2,000.
Like $2,000.
For graphics. Like, she is stepping in on graphics on a coach show, which, I'll be honest, I didn't watch a lot of the coach show.
I didn't
this
quite
version.
Drink a lot of that in, no.
But for those that don't know, it was basically Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia like breaking down some of the league and going through it. And I think there is an audience for that. Like, hey, here's Bill Belichick looking at what Team X in the NFL is doing, and he's going to describe to you what defenses they're running and things like that. Okay. He should be able to handle that, I would think. And meanwhile, and the NFL Films, who have done, I don't know, years and years and years of different shows.
So you're right. It was an NFL Films production.
Yeah, and which Bill, I thought, liked.
Bill Belichick, I don't know if he loves all his coworkers, as you're going to hear.
I think so.
But, you know, Bill always was regarded as, he was quite strong in this sort of setting. So it's him, it's Patricia, as you just said. It's NFL Films, and she is inserting herself right into the middle of show discussions, lecturing people on their jobs. Let's hear a little bit more. She's real hung up on the graphics, Keith.
Oh, yeah, it's important. It's what pops.
The graphics, because otherwise it's just a podcast without graphics on
it. I don't want to hear Bill and Patricia talking about football. I want to see these graphics.
Do these graphics pop or not?
Mm-hmm.
So she's real hung up on that.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, they'll
100%. 100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, no, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Conceptually?
Should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself. No.
No, you haven't reviewed this?
You haven't seen these?
I'm sorry, you guys haven't done that?
Well, we're just going to kind of talk about the game, actually.
What were you talking about the plays. Were you distracted by Bill's old man noises? What was that?
A lot of noises.
You said this earlier, Keith. I think you nailed it. It's kind of nice to know.
This is revelatory.
He wasn't just snorting at media members.
Yeah.
This is just his everyday
life. I always thought he was disgusted at the questions. He actually just makes these noises. This is how he lives.
I would recommend he reaches out to his primary care and just maybe gets that looked at.
Oh, it's at least a deviated septa. Maybe he needs his tonsils out.
But that is not just blatant disrespect for the media. That's just what the man does. I was unaware of that until I heard some of this.
Yeah.
Off mic, or I guess on mic, behind the scenes look at NFL films with Jordan right down to graphics. Never mind content and everything else. The graphics and how it looks. She's lecturing actual professionals.
Correct.
I'd imagine established professionals.
I would think.
Pretty good at their jobs. Comes in and says, guys, no. Are you sure you've thought about this? Have you done this enough? And Bill's nodding right along with her.
I feel, this is kind of crazy how the couple years go by and Matt Patricia is the most sympathetic figure in this whole thing. And you can feel it in real time, him being like, I need to separate myself from this.
Yeah.
He's like, Bill, I appreciate everything you've ever done for me. I can't go on with this. I will not be going to North Carolina with you. We can move on. I'm not going to do this show with you. Again, I appreciate all of it. I want to go to Ohio State and get away from this train wreck.
Yeah. And look, I haven't listened to the full podcast. I listened to the clip Pablo Torre put out, and we're highlighting some of this. But I've read up on it. One of the other things that I think was highlighted by Pablo Torre is the friction between Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia.
What a triumvirate.
And Patricia is probably like, guys, what is going on with Bill? Like, how are you guys so in the inner circle? And honestly, you're right about Patricia. Not only did he say, guys, I'm not going there. He's gone to Ohio State and done a good job.
Yep.
Which, as it turns out, you don't want him coaching your team as a head coach.
No.
You don't want him running your offense.
No, God, no.
You give him some talent on defense, because he wasn't good every year here in New England.
No.
As a defensive coordinator. But you give him some talent on defense, the man kind of knows what he's doing, it turns out.
It's working out.
He's doing a lot better.
Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien, their college experience right now compared to Matt Patricia's is night and day. Now, those guys have more responsibility, but Patricia's doing a good job.
All right. Well, how does Jordan know so much about graphics, Keith?
I'm not entirely sure.
Well, it turns out she designed Bill Belichick's entire website.
Yeah, now, BillBelichick.com is an amazing situation.
Pull BillBelichick.com on your monitor over there.
It's been here all day.
I have it on mine as well. You at home, if you're out there, maybe pull over. I've heard the mobile version looks even worse than on a desktop.
Let me take a look at that.
I haven't actually checked that out with my own eyes.
Now that we're here.
You mean there isn't an app?
Well, good question.
It's just called Giphy.
It's in development. Yeah, that's true. The app for Bill Belichick's website is just searching Bill Belichick on Giphy.
Yeah.
But okay, while you're out there, pull that up on your own time. Look at the website and then listen to her bragging about how she designed this website. And this gives her the upper hand to lecture these people on the graphics, etc., on the show Coach with NFL Films.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen and then just upload it, and it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, we don't like that. It's pretty elementary. Do something.
Okay. There's a lot in here.
Guys, it's pretty elementary. Have you ever heard of Adobe?
I don't know. Adobe Photoshop.
I'm sorry.
Do you know Adobe Photoshop? I've worked with Adobe Photoshop. All you have to do is go to Adobe Photoshop.
Adobe Photoshop.
She's never used it because she calls it Adobe Photoshop.
Correct. That's also a good
She also knows Joe Montana. She's aware of him. Sick brag in there.
That's not
bad. Sick brag, bro.
There's a lot to unpack there.
So she says that she built Bill Belichick's website in 3 minutes. She probably should have used four because this is, no joke, the worst website I've ever been to. There's a lot of websites out there. I can't speak to all the websites, Jones. People have websites. People have created all kinds of websites.
I don't know that I would call this a website.
No, it's not. But it is. Well, yeah, and I guess by definition, it is BillBelichick.com. And if you go to it, there is...
it's not all Bill Belichick gifts.
Nope. It's just gifts of Bill Belichick that you would find on the internet, which is the weirdest thing to have. Like, maybe pick your favorite one.
But again, not all Bill Belichick gifts either. There's plenty of gifts that are someone else.
It runs out of Bill, and it pivots to Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Colt McCoy, other general football things. There's a Matt Ryan one in here.
There's just one of just a Jets fan.
Yep. There's one that's actually a meme turned into a gif. It's outrageous. It's comical. It seems like a fake website.
Do you think they knew, like the man getting their lecture by Jordan, and again, really do yourself a favor, go watch the footage that Pablo Torre has, because the reaction of this producer or whoever it is on set,
he's like flabbergasted,
is like so over her talking, it's not even funny. His head is hanging down. I can see what he's saying to himself in his head. He's just like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be done. Like, okay. Stop talking. I can't listen to you anymore. Stop talking. His head is buried. Do you think they knew what the website looked like when she was going on and on about the website?
No.
There's a play pause button on this website that does nothing.
It doesn't work.
Like the old ZomboCom.
Yeah.
ZomboCom was great.
Yeah, if you scroll down, you'll see a play button. You'll hit it. Nothing plays. Nothing. No sound.
No.
So you pause it and you think, oh, maybe the GIF will stop. No.
I mean, if you had epilepsy or something and you're like, this is all too much, I got to pause this, I would see why she would put that bailout feature in, and she can't.
A wall of GIFs. That's all it is. Side by side by side. It goes three across, and then you just keep scrolling. And it's old GIFs of Bill Belichick. There's one of just a Jets fan.
Yeah.
There's no mobile support either, by the way.
It's like a jet on his head. So, I'm sorry, what the mobile?
There's no mobile support.
Somebody texted early in the show.
It's one GIF.
Oh.
The rest of them go away, so it must be her favorite GIF of just Bill. But I like how...
Well, that's kind of what you were asking for.
The lecture is funny anyway, because she's like,
guys, this is in like 2 minutes.
I made one for Bill's website.
Adobe Photoshop?
It's worth looking at. It's the worst website ever made. It's unbelievably bad. It's so stupid. It's like, this makes you feel like you shouldn't even have...
Well...
You don't need a website if this is what your website is.
Her whole thing is like, I'm good at social media.
Okay.
But that's her whole thing.
Yeah.
But then it's like, are you?
I don't think so.
Do you remember, Nick, not to put you on the spot, do you remember Bill's announcement of I'm joining Instagram or whatever it was?
Oh,
remember he made the announcement and it was so cringy and bad?
Yeah,
and it's like, you're supposed to, your whole thing is you know social media.
Right.
That's your whole thing. And you suck at that. Now you're talking to other professionals who are in the media and work in television, trying to tell them how to do their job. And your reference point is, I really get social media. I designed this website. I know all this. She doesn't even know what she pretends she knows.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
I am too.
Awesome.
Didn't he have to like start over again? Like
that was
the way they sent
the 10th
it out.
Take. Oh, yeah. It kept going. They didn't even edit it right.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
No, it was like edited improperly where he like started, stopped, or maybe he ended and then started again. It was like so poorly done. Yeah. It wasn't even funny.
No, she probably was like, oh my God, look at how many likes and comments and views the picture of me and Bill on the beach as the mermaid got.
Yeah.
Not realizing that it's people like making fun of it and people like
people laughing at it.
So here I am. Yeah. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Like
more effort went into those photos than the website.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So much.
Put your legs like this.
So much more.
The
time.
Airplane photo?
Yeah.
If that was her and some other 73-year-old guy, there'd be like 10 likes maybe from her friends, but this is like Bill Belichick. So like people saw it, they went to it, like, is this real? And like, that's what you got. And that, so that's why like it picked up like that.
So look, I don't think any of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is earth-shattering. Like, I think if you've been following the story, you get it. She is a huge, huge part of his life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And running things in his life. But it's funny. And it's a good peek behind the curtain.
It's hysterical. And by the way, they play tonight, 10:30.
Which
UNC Cal.
I didn't even think of.
I'm excited for that.
So why do you think this is out, Keith? We had somebody say earlier, this is just Jordan leaking this for clicks. No chance.
Well, I think Pablo Torre obviously is like an investigative journalist at this point, and so he's like looking into it. But also, there are people that worked with Bill and Jordan that have no problem getting this out and are kind of glad that it's out. They're like, this was a nightmare. This was a nightmare. And this is what happens a lot of times when like a hot mic comes out, because think about all the material and hours of content these producers have, and they got to cut it all down and get you the good stuff and put that out there.
Oh, I mean, Billy and Nick, we could do time for, you know, I mean, if they really wanted to throw us under the bus.
Oh, for sure. Like, if they just had like this mic'd up, which they could, and honestly, we're sitting in front of a microphone the whole time. They could,
Oh, we eavesdrop constantly.
Yeah. They could just listen to, like, what are these idiots talking about in there? And then if they hated us for some reason, they could send it to Pablo Torre or anybody on Twitter or whatever, and then be like, oh, how'd that get out? So, I think it just kind of confirmed a lot of the stuff that was being said about how the whole North Carolina operation, right? Like, this is like sort of a microcosm. Like, this is how she was so hands-on in Coach. This is how hands-on she was in the CBS Morning interview.
This is
also being applied to North Carolina. And so we never thought he would get another head coaching job in the NFL. The way it's gone in North Carolina, he's not going to leave North Carolina for like another college job. I always thought somebody would take him in the media. Now I'm not so sure.
Okay.
Like, they also, like, this is, it's a package deal. You have to bring her in too.
Why is he still at UNC? You asked a great question earlier. Why is he still at UNC? Why is he coaching the game tonight? We're like, maybe they mended fences and they sorted it out. Or at least that's what I was like. You're like, no. Obviously, he's not getting a coaching job anywhere. That right there in the story from WRAL, the story went, well, if Bill can negotiate down, he'd buy himself out at $1 million if he could get a coaching job somewhere, no chance, or a job in the media. Maybe Bill sniffed around with media jobs and he would have taken the $1 million to go back to media, and people in the media don't want to work with him because of stuff like this. So
Sorry, I'm just on their website again.
Yeah.
So one of the tabs is media appearances.
Oh, good.
So you click on it, and it has 2024 media appearances is what it says.
Okay.
So we're already into 2025. But anyway, so it has links to Coach Show, Coach with Bill Belichick,
yep.
Inside the NFL, Pat McAfee Show, Let's Go Podcast, Monday Night Football and the Manning Cast, and The Breakdown. And so there's like a photo and then a link. First one, Coach Show. Stream now on YouTube. You click on it.
Go to it. Broken link.
Yeah, a little monkey with a hat with a magnifying glass. This page isn't available. Sorry about that.
Now, is that because that website doesn't exist anymore, or does she not know how to link to a website?
I think it could be both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still up there. And so, then it's just like a link to the McAfee Show, which I don't even know if he's on anymore. Is he even on that?
Bill, currently?
Yeah.
No, this is all, again, from 2024. So he's now the head coach
of the UNC. So that link does take you to McAfee's YouTube page.
But he's not there.
No. Can't find him
there.
You
can't get Bill there.
No. And it's not even like an appearance of Bill's. It's just straight up McAfee's YouTube
whatever
page.
McAfee was talking about yesterday.
The like Manning Cast one doesn't work. It brings you back to BillBelichick.com. We couldn't find the page you're looking for.
It brings you back.
Oh.
It's like it's like the last level of Mario 1. You just keep going, keep getting looped back.
Actually, the last two links don't work.
We actually didn't bring this up either. What's on the tab, Keith? When you go, not BillBelichick.com is spelled properly.
Yeah, that's the URL, but then the tab.
Everything on the website, as far as I can tell, Bill's name is spelled properly. The official website of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick with a snappy graphic of a headset on the name Bill Belichick. That must have taken at least 5 minutes.
Which is also a ripoff of Scott Van Pelt.
Sure. But when you go to the actual tab at the top of your screen, what does it say there? How is Bill Belichick's name spelled?
Bill Belichick with 2 K's at the end, .com. He didn't spell his name right. Guys, it took me 3 minutes to put this site together.
Let's Go podcast link reverts back to the homepage on BillBelichick.com.
So even the links on the website. Don't worry.
There's two out of the six links that work.
Oh, some of them. They so work, she does know how to do it.
But they don't really work. What they do is they take you to the homepage of that show, which he hasn't been on in years.
Yeah,
it's not even like an episode with him on it.
You go there and you're like, wait, I thought this was Bill Belichick content. No, it's just McAfee's website.
No, it's not even it's not hyperbole. This is the worst website ever made. And she's lecturing people at NFL Films like, guys,
we need a new graphics.
Guys, do you know how to do your job?
This is
I can do this in 3 minutes. Yeah. Do you get it? What's up with the graphics?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a football playbook graphic? Where is that? Why can't you do that?
And
can't
you do that?
You also open.
I can do that.
You also open the door up to speaking inquiries.
Oh yeah,
which we have already submitted. We have sent one in. We're trying to get Bill Belichick on the show.
Yet? We submitted.
No,
we're told 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 business days.
We'll circle back next week. We'll see if we got any kind of... They're in Cal Berkeley right now.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
one of those days we should get a response. 3 to 5 business days. I assume they're very prompt and they wouldn't send something back to you that isn't accurate. Based
I
on
did
this
address
website.
It to Jordan, so hopefully it's like personalized and she...
Excellent.
I like that.
Good. Good.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Go right to Jordan.
Exactly. Right to the source there. Jack is in Maine. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty great.
Super.
So, I mean, I listen to your guys' show all the time, but I just think this Bill Belichick obsession is just not very entertaining for the listeners. It's like, we get it, man.
Well,
like, you don't have to talk about it for like an hour every day.
Well,
like, Jordan made a bad website. Like, who cares, man? Like,
I care.
A big game this
well, Jack,
weekend, dude.
I don't think we do an hour on it every day. We when there's a big scoop and it came out this morning, we just are talking about it.
I didn't even know about the website till today.
And we're spending 2 hours on it today. But yeah.
Very excited about it. So agree to disagree, Jack. You'd like to talk about the Titans game? What about it?
Yeah. What do you think there's any shot we lose or we golden?
No, I don't. I think they win. I got the Pats down for a win this weekend. What do you have?
They're going to win.
Billy?
Pats win.
Yep.
Nick?
I think they're going to win, yeah.
Okay.
So let's do a little bit more time on that.
All right, good. Well, look, Pats win.
You guys think they win?
I do.
Yeah.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
No, I mean, look, this story entertains me very much.
Yeah.
I'll cop to that. I don't think we didn't spend
now, this is
one
new.
Second on Bill yesterday. Yeah.
This is the audio is new. This website, although the website's not new, my knowledge of the website is new.
I didn't know about this website either. Yeah. No, that's all new. It's all new. It's all new. But if you're not entertained, that's fine.
That's right.
I think most people are talking about it today. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. Unfortunately.
You guys think they win on Sunday?
People like our last caller. We do have more from Pablo Torre. Bill Belichick was, as we said earlier, a Jinx-style hot mic moment, which is maybe why people in the media are hesitant to continue working with him. I imagine people at NFL Films, which I always thought he had a very good relationship with, maybe he still does and it's Jordan, they don't want to work with. But let's get to the hot mic moment where Bill and Jordan didn't even know they were being recorded, which is ridiculous, on a television set. That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.